The other point to say about Chartism is that it was a truly national movement. If we look at earlier radical movements, we can identify places in Britain, regions of Britain, within which those political movements were particularly prominent or particularly threatening. Chartism was genuinely national. It is true that it was stronger in urban areas than it was in rural areas, but it wasn't absent from rural areas, and Chartist lecturers did actually go into the rural areas to try to convert agricultural labourers to the cause and to provide those labourers with support systems and so on. Chartism has lasting cultural resonance. It is significant in that sense. There's another sense in which Chartism is significant as well, and that is if we trace the history of protest after the end of the Chartist movement, which most historians would date to be the late 1840s, early 1850s. If we move on beyond that, it is surprising how many figures who are prominent in the campaign for political reform in the 1860s, how many people who were central figures in trade unionism, agitating for improvement in workers' conditions, how many people who attached themselves to the radical wing of the predominant Liberal Party in the 1860s and 1870s, how many of these people had served, if you like, their political apprenticeship as Chartist lecturers, as Chartist newspaper proprietors or writers. The Chartist movement had a powerful legacy as well as a contemporary cultural resonance.